The following material is taken from Technician's Manual Liquid Heating Fuels, published by the National Oil Heat Research Alliance, copyright 2022.
Chapter 14, Annual Maintenance. The annual preventative maintenance is one of the most important services this industry offers. A properly performed tune-up assures the customer that their heating system is operating at peak efficiency, reliability, and efficiency. Four factors for a key proper tune-up. 1. Safety. 2. Efficiency. 3. Reliability. 4. Cleanliness. 1. Safety. During the tune-up, the heating system is serviced and adjusted to minimize the possibility of a problem which might cause a dangerous situation, such as fire or a carbon monoxide issue. In addition, the system's controls are checked to be sure they work properly and shut their burner off if a problem develops. 2. Efficiency. When a combustion analyzer is used to adjust the system for maximum efficiency, the customer can conserve fuel and save money. The tune-up also presents an opportunity for the technician to recommend new equipment to those customers whose systems are not as reliable or as efficient as today's equipment. Reliability. Typically, certain parts, such as nozzles and filters, are replaced even though they haven't failed. This proactive replacement helps ensure that the system will operate efficiently throughout the year. The technicians also check components, look for and correct potential problems, and lubricates those compounds that require it per the manufacturer's recommendations. 4. Cleanliness. There are two critical aspects of cleanliness in a tune-up. 1. The technician should be focused on assuring that the system is operating at peak performance with as little impact on the environment as possible. 2. Most of the work performed during a tune-up is not visible to the customer. Every effort must be made to make sure that what the customer does see, the outside of the unit and the area around it, are neat and clean when the job has been completed. Focusing on these four factors during the tune-up reduces the possibility of breakdowns during the heating system and helps the customer save money by minimizing their fuel consumption. Tools of the trade. To successfully perform a tune-up, technicians must have certain tools, instruments, parts, and supplies. In general, the service vehicle should include at least the following: a complete set of hand tools, including standard wrenches, a set of 1/4-inch through 3/4-inch standard open box wrenches, adjustable wrenches, an 8-inch and a 10-inch handle adjustable wrench, socket wrench kit, 1/4-inch to 3/4-inch, pliers, groove joint pliers, commonly called water pumps or channel locks, linesman pliers, locking pliers, such as vice grips, and needle nose pliers, Allen wrenches, hex keys, a standard set, screwdrivers, an assortment of slotted and Phillips heads, nut drivers, 3/16-inch, 1/4-inch, 3/8-inch, and 1/2-inch, wire cutter and stripper, filter wrench, scraping tool, single-edge razor, tubing cutters, 3/4-inch regular and mini, flaring tool, flashlight with spare batteries, drop light, jumper leads with insulated alligator clips, tape measure, 12-foot minimum, drill and drill bits, test equipment, pressure gauge, vacuum gauge, electronic meter, and complete combustion analyzer, vacuum cleaner with assorted adapters and boiler furnace brushes, supplies, furnace cement, rags, cleaner, dip tray, builder's paper, and other floor covering. For Riello burners and other brands with metric components, the following are also required: 8mm, 10mm, 12mm, 14mm, and 15mm wrenches, number 20 and number 25 Torx wrenches, 4mm and 5mm Allen wrenches, long and short handle. Tune-up procedure. Following are the procedures for a typical tune-up. Individual companies often develop tune-up procedures that vary from these, it is important to follow company policies and procedures. This is an effective way to perform a tune-up in a thoroughly systematic manner. Although there may be circumstances that make it impossible to perform all the operations or do them in the suggested sequence, NORA recommends this outline whenever possible. Step 1. Customer interview. Give the customer a friendly and professional greeting. Ask if they have experienced any problems or if they have any questions. Listen carefully and address their concerns. Operate the remote switch to be sure it works properly and leave it in the off position. 2. Visually inspect the unit. Visually inspect the unit while spreading sheets of builder's paper or other material to protect the work area. 1. Verify that limit controls are properly set with the correct differential. Note what nozzle, filter, and fuel unit are installed so the correct parts can be selected on the next trip to the service vehicle. 2. If the unit has not been in operation for some time, turn the burner on for about 5 minutes to dry the heat exchanger surfaces. 3. Check the draft drop by testing at the breech and over the fire. If the drop is greater than minus 0.04 inches, there is probably a buildup of soot and scale, or there may be air leaks in the unit. Note any problems so that they can be repaired during the tune-up and turn off the unit before proceeding. Note, be extremely careful when vacuuming the unit. Be sure it is cool enough to prevent hot embers from entering the vacuum. Step 3. Inspect the fuel tank. NORA recommends that technicians check the fuel tank for visible damage and water during tune-ups. If water is found, the technician's supervisor should be notified so arrangements can be made for it to be removed and an investigation made as to the source. Be sure to tighten any tank plugs or components that were removed while checking the tank for water. 4. Fuel lines, valves, and filters. Inspect the fuel line for leaks, kinks, or dents. If the line is run underground, check to be sure it is made of coated copper or run through protective tubing. If bare copper is run underground, notify the customer and follow company procedures. Make sure there are no compression fittings anywhere in the fuel line. If any are found, NORA recommends that they be replaced with flare fittings. Shut off the oil valve. Place a pan under the filter to protect the area and collect any fuel drippings, and replace the fuel filter. Cartridge filters. Follow the manufacturer's instructions. If they are not available, the following procedures are recommended. 1. Loosen the center bolt, remove the bowl, remove and discard the old cartridge and gaskets. 2. Carefully clean the filter bowl and head. Inspect for scratches, flaking, pitting, or bubbling, missing coating or exposed metal, visible rust or corrosion, leaks or potential leaks, surface flaws or corrosion on center bolt, vent screw, evidence of lower bolt or nut damage. If any of these defects are found, the unit should be replaced. 3. Install the new cartridge first, and then the gaskets for the bowl, center bolt, and vent screw. 4. Reassemble the bowl to the filter head and tighten the center bolt in accordance with the manufacturer's specifications. Spin-on filters. Follow the manufacturer's instructions. If they are not available, the following procedures are recommended. 1. Using a filter wrench, loosen and spin off the old cartridge. 2. Cut and remove the O-ring. 3. Inspect the threads for signs of wear or damage and replace head if required. 4. Apply a thin coat of petroleum jelly or motor oil to the gasket. 5. Spin on the new cartridge. Step 5. Fuel unit. 1. Clean or replace the strainer. Carefully scrape off the old gasket before installing a new one. 2. Open the valve. Turn the switch on and bleed the unit. Run fuel through a clear tube into a container until there are no visible air bubbles. Check for leaks in the line and at the valve, filter, and fuel unit. 3. Disconnect the nozzle line from the drawer assembly and install a pressure gauge on it. 4. Operate the unit until the pressure holds steady. then increase it to 40 to 50 psi above the recommended setting. Check that the pressure reading changes smoothly as the adjustment screw is turned. A pulsating or bouncing needle could indicate a leaking fuel line or a defective fuel unit. 5. After adjusting the fuel unit back to its proper setting, wait until the unit shuts off on safety and verify the primary control safety timing. 6. When the unit shuts off, the pressure should drop no more than 15 to 20% and then hold steady. If the pressure continues to drop, the fuel unit has a bad cutoff and requires replacement. Step 6. Nozzle line electrode assembly, aka drawer assembly or firing assembly. Mark the position of the nozzle assembly on the burnered housing before removing it. 1. Remove the nozzle and carefully drain the fuel into a container. Inspect the nozzle adapter and replace it if it is stripped, cracked, or if the seat is worn. Flush out the assembly, fill it with clean fuel, and install a new nozzle. 2. Clean, inspect, and adjust the electrodes using the appropriate gauge. Replace them if the porcelains are damaged or if the electrode tips are worn beyond the ability to set them properly. 3. Clean and inspect the air tube, including the end cone slots and holes. 4. Reinsert the nozzle assembly into the air tube and secure it in place, making sure it is in the same position that was marked earlier. Verify the position using the manufacturer's gauge if appropriate. Step 7. Burner motor, housing, and fan. 1. Remove the burner motor and check the burner housing for fuel, which could indicate a loose fitting, cracked flare, or leaking fuel pump seal. 2. If there are oiling points on the motor, lubricate each with 3 to 4 drops of SAE20 non-detergent oil. If there are cooling slots, clear off any dust or blockages. 3. Check the motor shaft for end play. If it is excessive, replace the motor. 4. Inspect the burner coupling to be sure it isn't worn or stripped. 5. Clean the air inlets and fan using a small brush. 6. After reinstalling the motor, spin the fan a few times to make sure that the motor, fan, and fuel unit are moving freely and that everything is properly connected. 7. Check all wires and connections at the burner. Step 8. Igniter and CAD cell. 1. Clean and check the igniter's bushings and springs. Verify that the electrode rods or other connectors make solid contact with the igniter connections, springs. 2. Clean the CAD cell eye and wires. Make sure the bracket is positioned correctly for good flame sighting. 3. As the igniter is being closed, be sure the electrodes are making solid contact with the igniter springs and that no wires are being pinched. Step 9. Flue pipe. 1. Verify that the flue pipe is properly screwed together and supported. Correct any deficiencies. 2. Remove the pipe and brush it out. Inspect its condition. Replace it if necessary. 3. Check the draft regulator to be sure it swings freely. 4. Clean the chimney base and check the chimney for blockages. If there is an accumulation of broken brick or liner, advise the customer to contact a chimney professional and note this information on the service ticket. If the unit is equipped for power venting, follow the manufacturer's maintenance instructions. If the instructions are not available, the recommended procedures include 1. Cleaning and checking the fan blower wheel. 2. Oiling the motor. Checking the draft proving switch. 3. Checking, cleaning the outside hood and exterior mechanism. Step 10. Clean the heat exchanger and combustion area. Remove any baffles and brush the flue passages, keeping the vacuum hose close to the brush to avoid spreading soot. Look for signs of air or water leaks and reinsert the baffles. Clean the combustion area, being careful not to damage the chamber or target wall. Inspect the condition of the refractory material and repair or replace if necessary. Note, be extremely careful when vacuuming the unit. Be sure it is cool enough to prevent hot embers from entering the vacuum. Step 11, replace, seal, and fasten. Reassemble the unit using the furnace cement if necessary to seal any air leaks. Step 12, fire the unit and check operation. 1. Start the burner. If possible, check the appearance of the flame and make sure there is no impingement. 2. Cycle the burner to check for prompt ignition, smooth operation, and clean cutoff. 3. If appropriate, disconnect the thermostat leads and install a jumper across the TT terminals to keep the burner running. Check the operation of the high limit control. Step 13, combustion analysis and adjustments. 1. Perform a complete combustion analysis, making appropriate adjustments and record the final readings. The readings should be in line with the manufacturer recommendations. Typically, smoke, 0. Draft, unless the unit is designed for positive pressure, draft over the fire should be approximately minus 0.02 WC, negative 0.02 inches. CO2, 10.5% to 12.5%. Net stack temperature, over 350 degrees Fahrenheit. 2. After final burner adjustments are completed, remember to remove any jumpers installed to facilitate testing. Step 14, the heating system. The following steps will vary depending on the type of heating system being worked on. Regardless of the type of system, it is important that the technician follows manufacturer's instructions to verify that all limit controls are functioning properly. If there is more than one thermostat, ask the customer to set each one 10 degrees above the room temperature. Hot water system. 1. Check the zone valves and/or circulators to be sure each operates properly. If applicable, lubricate the circulator motor and bearing assembly. 2. Check the circulator couplings and motor mounts. Replace if worn. 3. Check the control settings to be sure they will provide for proper heating, hot water, and circulator operation. 4. Check the system pressure and the expansion tank. 5. If there is an indirect water heater, check its circulator and control. Warm air systems. 1. Check heat exchanger for cracks, missing or loose cleanouts, or anything else that would allow flue gas to enter the home. 2. Check the blower limit settings. 3. Inspect and clean the blower compartment. 4. Check the air filters and clean or replace them. Note the filter size on the service ticket and remind the customer to check and clean or replace the filters regularly. If applicable, 5. Check and lubricate the blower. 6. Check the condition and tension of the fan belt. Replace or adjust as required. 7. Check the blower mountings and bearings for excessive wear. 8. Check the humidifier for proper operation, water leaks, and mineral buildup. Steam boiler. Check the low water cutoff by draining water from the system until the burner shuts off. 2. Check the automatic water feeder. 3. Clean the sight glass and replace it and the washers if necessary. If the glass fills with dirty, oily water, skim the boiler until it clears. 4. Check the main vents and look for evidence of leaks. After completing these steps, be sure to return all controls to their proper settings and double-check to be sure that all jumpers have been removed. Ask the customer to reset all thermostats to their normal settings. Step 15. Clean up the work area. Once everything is working properly, spend a few minutes cleaning up. 1. Wipe and clean all external surfaces of the boiler or furnace and work area. Use only clean rags to avoid leaving an odor behind. 2. Collect all used parts and debris, builder's paper, oil absorbents, etc., and place them in a service vehicle. Avoid using the customer's garbage cans. 3. Use a vacuum cleaner to clean the area around the system. Before leaving, check the work area one last time. Pay particular attention to potential sources of fuel leaks, such as the filter canister, fuel unit, burner housing, and oil valve. Step 16. Reset and record. 1. Verify that the thermostats and controls have been returned to their proper settings. 2. Fill out the service card with the work that has been performed, the parts that have been replaced, the efficiency readings, the nozzle size, and the safety timing. 3. Fill out all company-required paperwork completely and note anything that needs to be followed up on. Step 17. Report to the customer. Before leaving, explain what was done, including actions taken to address concerns discussed during the initial interview. Explain the combustion analysis results and advise the customer about potential energy-saving improvements. If follow-up work is required, explain what and why. Have the customer sign the work order, give them the appropriate copy, and thank them for their business.